Ahoy, ahoy, everyone. Welcome to Universal Studios Florida for a Universal Snack Attack. This Universal Snack Attack is brought to you by Dreams Unlimited Travel. If you like our content, you want to support us, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. It costs you no extra money, and you get the support of one of the great Dreams agents. So head over to dreamsunlimitedtravel.com today for a free, no-obligation quote. This is also brought to you by our Patreon supporters. If you want to get exclusive Diz Team content, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. Now, I'm here at Universal Studios Florida for a Universal Snack Attack all alone because Rhino decided to go home for the weekend, and that left me hungry and alone. Originally, I was over at Islands of Adventure trying to get the contortion corn dog that we still haven't tried at Circus McGurkus Cafe Stupendous, but their fryer was broken, and that led me over to Universal Studios Florida, where just behind me is Central Park Crepes, and they have a new-ish Tripleta crepe there that I have never tried. I think it's the first time it's been on the menu, and I obviously haven't been over here to try it yet. So yeah, my first time. So I'm burning hot. I'm sure it's going to be a nice hot savory crepe, but hopefully I'll enjoy it. So let's go grab one. My goodness, that was an experience. I was able to order extremely quickly, but then I waited about 25 minutes to get my savory crepe. They just were really, really busy. They were making as many as they could, but they only have the actual cooking surface for two at a time. So they try to batch the shells and then do all the sweet ones on the side, because then the savory crepe has to be cooked right on top of the platform. So I don't envy having to sit in a little hut, having to make crepes all day. That's got to be just not a great experience. But I think this is actually going to be really delicious just looking at it. So the savory chopped tripleta is $12.99, and this is a crepe filled with roasted pork, smoked ham, grilled beef, lettuce, tomato, Swiss cheese, potato sticks, and mayo ketchup. So basically, they put the Swiss cheese down first, and then the trio of meats, some potato sticks on top of that, and then put some mayo ketchup on top. And then once they fold it up, they add another heaping helping of lettuce, chopped tomatoes, and then extra potato sticks and mayo ketchup. So like when you're looking at it from the top, it doesn't look like the most impressive thing in the world, because you're only seeing those top toppings and everything good is down below. It's also going to take me a while to get there because it's like really far down below. Yeah, this thing is big and it is hot. Like, it is burning my hands on fire hot, but I guess that just means it's fresh. And a good tip there, they also don't have forks right at the stand, or they're just out right now, but they had spoons, they had knives, and it's a walking sandwich, essentially. It's a walking omelet, so I don't know why you'd need a fork, but I'm probably gonna have to spoon out some of the toppings on here so I can get to more of the good stuff. But let's get to eating. I'm definitely not eating this the correct way, but I wanted to try to really get a good look inside at all of the fillings, and you can see it there. This thing is packed to the brim, and it is delicious. The meats, obviously, extremely savory, all complementing each other, all very salty. The potato sticks adding that extra level of saltiness and a crunch, so the texture is thrown off a little bit. Same thing with the lettuce. I thought it was just going to get mushy, but the lettuce is actually staying pretty crisp. The tomatoes are kind of cooling it all down, but the real star here is mayo ketchup. And who doesn't love mayo ketchup? I don't think I can trust you if you don't like mayo ketchup. It is just such a great combination, everything together here. I know I had to wait, but this was completely worth the wait, at least as of now. $12.99, I mean, it's a big sandwich here, essentially, but I think it's going to be extremely filling. Yeah, I really have no notes as of this point. I'm going to keep eating it and see how I feel about it as I keep going on. I'd rather have this, I think, as a sandwich versus a crepe, but I don't know. The crepe might not overpower it, where the, like, if you have a big bun, that might, like, take away a little bit too much of it. I don't know. This thing is delicious. I've gotten really far down into this now, and the meats are still kicking. The Swiss cheese has shown up and is the perfect cheese for this, and the potato sticks are still adding that crunch, that extra saltiness to it. This thing is incredible. The only issue I do have with it is that I wish some of that lettuce and tomato would still be, you know, involved in this all the way down to the bottom. The lettuce probably would have got really soggy. You know, warm tomatoes, not always my thing unless it's turned into a sauce, clearly. But, yeah, that's the one thing it's missing because it's, as you get further down, it really is just becoming this cheesy, meaty, crunchy crepe without those other complementing, balancing flavors in there. And that's just very minor. It's like the same thing when you go out and you get a sub and, you know, you don't get it mixed up well enough and you're like, okay, I guess the bottom bites will be all of the meat and cheese and then the top bites will be all of the lettuce and tomatoes, whatever else you put on your subs. Same things happen with some of the tacos. It's not balanced, but ultimately that's not going to stop me from ever getting this again. It's just maybe I need to actually do like how I started eating this, where I kind of eat it down and then be able to like pop up at the top and get some of the extra goodies up there, that lettuce and tomatoes. But I don't want this to go. I'm not ready to say goodbye to it yet. It's all gone and I'm sad about it, but I'll get over it. It's not going to be the last one of these that I have. I'm actually really happy that I wasn't with Rhino for this, because there's no way we could have shared it, and I think he would have wanted to take it all for himself. This was the exact type of dish that he would love. This is literally what I love. I just will not say enough good things about this crepe, and I highly, highly recommend it. If the savory option isn't the way you want to go, they do have two sweets right now. They have the cookie butter one, which I believe is vegan, and then they have the strawberry hazelnut one as well. So only one savory, two sweet, and I feel like they've got a good combo and lineup now. I'm sure there's always past crepes that people want to come back, but they've got some solid choices right now, especially that chopped chipoleta. I am so, so satisfied with it, and I just kind of realized as I was doing this, I think we've talked about doing a Universal Snack Attack, but this is actually the first one that we've done, and I'm alone, so kind of a sad way to start it off, but a great way to start it off, because I can't think of a better item to get me hyped about Universal Snacks, and one day I will come back, maybe with Rhino, for that corn dog over at Circus McGurkus Cafe Stupendous. But if there's any Universal Snacks you want to see us tackle for a Universal Snack Attack, just drop it in the YouTube comments. If you're watching this on YouTube, hit the thumbs up, subscribe to the channel, leave comments, questions, video suggestions in the comments section. If you're listening to this, I think it's going to be on the feed, so subscribe where you listen to podcasts for any of our shows, including our Diz Unlimited Universal show. If you want to support us more, book a vacation through Dreams Unlimited Travel. Get a free no-obligation quote today at dreamsunlimitedtravel.com. And if you want more exclusive content, head over to patreon.com/DizUnlimited. That's it for this Universal Snack Attack. We'll see you again next time we come back with another Universal Snack Attack.